They were complaining about food. We do the same thing. God answers our prayers, opens doors, He heals, He provides and protects. But we often forget what He has done when the next challenge appears. Sometimes our lack of thankfulness comes from comparisons. We scroll online, we see what others have, and begin to feel cheated, even though God has blessed us beyond what we all deserve. Sometimes we're ungrateful because we confuse wants with needs. We have homes, we have jobs, we have families, we have salvation, we have hope, we have the church, and we have the promise of eternal life. But we let one inconvenience steal our day. Thankfulness is not a personality trait. It's a spiritual discipline, a learned behavior, a choice to see God's hand in everything. Today we're going to study this through the scriptures and try to develop a heart that is truly thankful. Before we talk about how we grow in gratitude, we must understand when God expects us to give Him thanks. Christians must be thankful in every circumstance. The first scripture we're going to talk about is 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Turn with me there. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, we have Paul speaking, and he's speaking to the Thessalonian church. He's trying to encourage gratitude during their persecutions. It's a real simple and easy verse. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Philippians 4, verses 11 through 12, we have Paul again speaking, and he's speaking to the church of Philippi. He writes whenever he's actually in prison, but he's showing gratitude from learning from it. This is what it says in verses 11 through 12. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger and abundance and need. My third scripture, we're going to the Old Testament. We're going to Habakkuk. Chapter 3, if you want to turn with me there. Habakkuk is speaking to Judah, and they're declaring joy even in a crisis. In chapter 3, verses 17 through 18, this is where it reads. Though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in God of my salvation. Thankfulness isn't based on our ease. It's based on recognizing God's faithfulness regardless of what circumstance we're in. Let's ask ourselves, how do we respond when things don't go our way? Is our gratitude situational, or is it steadfast? Do we thank God only when life is easy and comfortable for us? I challenge you this week. I would like for you to write down three difficult areas in your specific life and intentionally thank God for how He is working through them with you, even if you can't see it yet. If we are to give thanks in every circumstance, we must remember what God has already done for us, which brings me to my second point. Christians must be thankful for God's salvation and character. Let's go back to the Old Testament again. We're going to go to Psalms 103. We have David, he's speaking to Israel, he's calling God's people to remember His goodness. In Psalms 103, verses 1 through 4, this is what it reads. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with a steadfast love and mercy. We go to the New Testament, to Ephesians. In Ephesians 1, verse 7, we have Paul speaking. He's speaking to the church of Ephesus. He wants them to focus their hearts specifically on spiritual blessings. It says, in Him, we have redemption through the blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of His grace. A few books over, we have Titus in Titus 3. Turn with me there. Again, we have Paul speaking. He's speaking with Titus. He's speaking to him to remind him that salvation is pure mercy, and it's not meant. Titus 3, verses 4 through 5. This is where it reads. But when the goodness and the loving kindness of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy. True gratitude begins by acknowledging God's mercy, by acknowledging God's grace, his patience, and his salvation. How often do we thank God for our salvation? Are we more thankful for temporary blessings, or are we thankful for our eternal ones? Do we start our prayers with gratitude or with requests? Second challenge I ask for you this week, I would like you to begin every prayer thanking God for three spiritual blessings, for his forgiveness, for his grace, and that hope in Christ. When we remember salvation, thankfulness becomes more than just a feeling. It becomes a lifestyle, which brings you to my third point. Thankfulness must be shown through our daily conduct. Colossians 3, we have Paul speaking, and he's speaking to the church of Colossae. He's talking to them to teach them about the gratitude which must guide their behavior. It says in chapter 3, verses 17, and whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, give thanks to God the Father through him. We have Hebrews 13 in verse 15. We have, again, they don't know the specifics on who the Hebrew writer was, but he's in this one, it's talking specifically to the Jewish Christians. And it's to show that praise is continual. It says in verse 15, through him, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of the lips that acknowledge his name. Turn a few books over. We go to James 1. Turn with me to James 1. In this, we have James speaking to scattered Christians throughout the nation, and they needed active obedience. In verse 22, it says, but be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. A faithful heart changes many things. It changes our speech. It changes our behavior. It changes our worship. It changes our service. And it also changes our attitude towards others. Thankfulness is not just something inside of us, but it's also visible. Does our behavior show that we're thankful? Would our spouse and children and coworkers say that I am a thankful person? Do we worship and serve out of gratitude or obligation? My third challenge to you this week is this. Show thankfulness to family members, to a stranger, to our members of the church. Show thankfulness to them. Acts of gratitude reveal a heart transformed. Now, Thanksgiving does more than just honor God. It protects the believers, which brings me to my fourth point. Thankfulness strengthens us against fear, anxiety, and sin. In Philippians 4, turn with me there, Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7, we have Paul speaking again. He's speaking to the Philippian Christians, and he's in regards to teaching them that thankful prayer produces supernatural peace. This is what it says, 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. A few books over, we have in Colossians 2. Again, we have Paul speaking to the church of Colossae to strengthen them against false teaching. It says in 6 and 7, therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thankfulness. My last verse for this point, all the way back in the Old Testament, goes to Psalms. Psalms 28, verse 7, we have David speaking to Israel, and he's in regards to declaring God's protection and provoke thankfulness. This is what it reads in 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart exults, and with my songs I give thanks to him. Thankfulness is a spiritual shield. It drives out anxiety, It strengthens our faith, it guards our heart, and it protects us against temptation. A thankful heart is a strong heart. Do we worry? Do we worry more than we worship? Do we complain more than we actually pray? Do we thank God for his protection even when we're afraid? My last challenge to you, when anxiety hits this week, stop. Think. Thank God for five things in your life. Five things. It will change your mindset. It should change your mindset instantly. In conclusion, do we have a thankful heart? Have you thanked God today? Outside of our prayers that we've done in the congregation today, have we thanked God today? Have we recognized our blessings from him? Are we thankful enough to obey him? Does gratitude shape our daily behavior? Thankfulness is not just a holiday. It's a Christian identity. As we close our thoughts on thankfulness today, the songs that I've chosen aren't just familiar songs that we may know. They are reminders of what a grateful Christian looks like every day. We began with the first song, Count Your Blessings, because thankfulness starts with remembrance. We name the blessings that God gives us one by one. Our hearts change, worry shrinks, faith grows, and gratitude becomes real. We then sang Heavenly Sunlight, because a thankful heart recognizes God's presence, not only in the bright days, but even in life when it's heavy. That song reminds us that no matter what shadows fall, we walk in the light of his love. We lifted up the song because he lives. Because the greatest reason we can be thankful isn't something earthly. It is that our Savior conquered the grave. Because Jesus lives, we can face tomorrow, and no fear can steal our gratitude. We reflected with the song, Be Still My Soul, a reminder that thankfulness is not just for the easy moments. It is the quiet trust that even when we don't understand, God is still in control. A still soul is a thankful soul. The song that we just sang right before the sermon, I Surrender All. Thankfulness allows, always leads to surrender, giving God our hearts, our burdens, our doubts, and our future. Gratitude without obedience is incomplete. A thankful life is a surrendered life. And finally, as we prepare to leave, we'll sing a song, I'm Happy Today. Not because everything is perfect, but because Christ has changed our heart. Happiness rooted in Jesus is the overflow of thanksgiving, a joy the world will give and cannot take away. May these songs that we sang remind us that thankfulness is not just the moment that we're having. It is a way of life. It shapes how we walk, how we worship, how we respond to the Lord's situation every day and today. If you need prayers and encouragements from the saints here, we ask that you come, and as we stand and sing the invitation song.